This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management.
Welcome to Your Valuable Home, the show that's about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, because educated buyers make smart choices on home purchases and improvements. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, host of Your Valuable Home.
Yes, and I'm Ron Milk, producer and co-host. If you're a homeowner or have investment real estate, we've got your back.
You'll learn how to choose a contractor, get and compare estimates, check quality construction, avoid huge upfront payments. We'll share home improvement trends, projects in the works, and homeowner horror stories.
We interview experts from across the country about everything from new building products, homeowners insurance, leveraging home equity, what's hot in real estate, which products make for an unhealthy home, and much more.
Your Valuable Home airs here Sundays at 6 p.m. thanks to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, with four locations in Churchville, Southampton and Doylestown, and Whitehall in the Lehigh Valley.
Tom Adams is the friendly, family-owned place known for award-winning installation and customer service and a wide selection of windows, doors, flooring, siding, and much more. Tom Adams has been satisfying customers throughout the region for 65 years. Check out TomAdamsWC.com or call 215-357-7000.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
A radio.com station.
Now,
from the Malamut and Associates Law Studios.
Welcome home. Your Valuable Home with Kevin Kennedy and Ron Milk, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you own a home, this show's for you. If you own rental real estate, this show's for you. Get educated from the pros. They have your back when it comes to improving your real estate. It's Your Valuable Home. Your Valuable Home.
I want to thank everybody for coming back to another great show we're going to have. I tell you, a lot of great information.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff lined up for this show.
So, is it a replay or a horror story? That's what we're going to talk about. It's actually a horror story, but it's really a replay. Now, it's what I'm going through from my house. We just had my father-in-law on a couple weeks ago to talk about some of the things why he's moving in. Well, me being the contractor and homeowner, so I get to see both sides of the story.
Well, How's it coming?
A lot of work.
Well, I'm sure it is, yeah.
Again, contracting, I know. I got that down, but what I didn't know was septic.
So
I
want to get you got a curveball with the new septic system, right?
Boy, did I ever. It's a big one, too.
Yeah.
So, but I want to give a little shout out for Rob Bowie. I tell you, he's been doing a great job for, he's an engineer for the septic systems in the area, and he's doing a great job. He's really been helping me out. So I want to give him a good shout out for thanks for doing what he's doing.
He has to be a listener, too, right?
Yeah. You know what? He did. It was funny when he met up with me. Everybody, for some reason, knows the voice. Uh-huh. That's the voice I have. Because I don't sound like this normally. You would never know because I don't really sound educated, but So, yeah, he's a big listener of the show. Yeah, thanks to everybody. But when the process of going through this septic system, because I don't know anything about septic. That's one thing I admit, I don't know anything about it.
And it's expensive, too.
It's going to be a doozy. Yeah. So I am in the process. I am finally down to getting the permit application. We just did that before we got over here today, and that's been filled out. And the Board of Health over in Bucks County, I tell you, Eric, another shout out to him. He's been great. Board of Health comes out to make sure the dig test was great, the perk test, everything's been going very well, and it has. Everything went perfect, so we're in this process. So it's kudos to everybody at between the Board of Health, the septic system, everything that we're doing. It couldn't be more smoother as a homeowner. So I got to say, this has been great, but it's still the delays of me not going to be able to start on time. But we're only looking at about a week or two, and it was just a coincidence that I found out about this. I just figured to put another tank on the existing septic that's in great shape, and it doesn't work that way. Everything's based.
They got to rip it out. They got to rip it out. Put a new one in, right?
My house is.
Your lawn's going to get totally chewed up.
Yeah, but it's grass. Grass grows easy. That's what I always tell people. Listen, don't worry about the grass because we're doing additions. It's tough to see when you get that backhoe in there and we're digging everything out and people are all upset about the grass. And I say, listen, you know, in the summertime, if you got some grass seeded, a little bit of sun and a lot of water, it's going to grow in within a couple weeks. So you're fine with it. And I'm not worried about that. So that's one thing. Nice.
What about the expense?
I am probably going to be in the $30,000 to $40,000 range total for everything.
That's a big ouch. If you're not counting on it, that's a big ouch, right?
I think it's a little bit bigger than a big ouch.
Yeah.
But at this point, I'm doing it for my in-laws, and that's the most important thing. And I look at it as we're going to be a family. We're going to be together. I'm really looking forward to this because of the years in the past where my father-in-law said, hey, we had them, which is us, over at their house twice, and a stint in their in-law suite.
Yeah,
and
so this is payback now.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's a lot of work, but to me, it's the challenge that I'm looking forward to go into this because this is a big job. So I'm actually shutting down my company to tackle this on. And why it's so stressful for me now.
You're not shutting down your company. You're going to take a little hiatus.
Yeah. They're a normal customer is what I'm looking at. So it's a 6-week period when I start into this. I'm going to get this whole addition done. It's 1,000 square feet, septic system, new roof, siding, windows. But I'm calling in every favor that I can possibly get.
I'm sure.
It's also we're doing the inside of the house. I'm ripping out the existing kitchen. So since we have to get a permit, it's a lot easier to do everything there to get the inspector in there. Let me ask you this.
Just so you know, the in-law suite is a big deal today.
The in-law mansion?
More and more people are doing it, right? So what was the determining factor or factors that led this whoever it was to conclude you needed a new septic system? Is it the number of people?
Board of Health. Yeah, the Board of Health. Okay. Basically, when you're doing an addition, it's going by the number of bedrooms. So that septic system that you have is rated based on the number of bedrooms.
That really is number of people, too. It equates to the number of people.
No, it does not. Just think about it. You're going to have 3 bedrooms and have 35 people living there. I know it's probably against the law if you have different families on a single dwelling family, but it goes by bedrooms. So don't think you're going to put an addition on and you're going to try to scam something, because when you go sell the place, that's going to be where they're going to catch me at the end if I did this. So I like to do everything by the books. I like to get the township involved. Everybody's doing their part to get me through the process so I can start building. What's nice about this is that when the septic needs to get done, I'm already working out a system between everybody on how much time I'm not going to be there. I have an availability that, because there's so much work to be done, and you're not going to be able to use the house for a little bit of time, which I'm working on right now, because you can't use the bathroom. I mean, imagine that, where you're dumping it to. You have a new septic system in and you can't use your house.
So when's this all happen?
That's another good question. And septic systems aren't, hey, listen, you know, schedule me for this date. It doesn't work that way. The Board of Health comes back out to inspect the soil to make sure that it's dry enough to do this. There's a lot of variables on it.
The way springs have been in this area lately, you could be held up for a long time. It's been wet.
Well, that's what spot of pots are for. I'm a little bit more flexible. I get it. So I have an availability of moving out for a little bit of time if I need to get this done. So I'm one of the customers that are going to be a little bit more flexible that I can do this. So I've been very fortunate to do this. But for people today, there's ways that I've been talking to a few different septic places, and it really isn't that big of a transition. But if you can work with them saying, hey, listen, I need to move out, and it's easier instead of you doing a little bit here, a little bit there, because it's going to cost more money to do it that way. If you want to do everything at once and I don't need to be there, if it can save me money, that's great. So there's availabilities that I have that other people don't, and also being a contractor. That's one of the reasons why we're going through what we're doing, because it's not costing as much because I'm the contractor. So since I'm doing the work, getting them in, the cost is going to be way down. And it saved them money really in the long run to go into one of the senior living centers. They're great, but it was just too much money. And but doing this.
And what that does, it takes away the family, you know.
It does.
Well, you're removed from the family when you probably need to be near the family more than ever before when you get older.
I tell you, it's nice. We have some great conversations.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. You have a good relationship with them. Yeah.
So right before we were coming over here, my mother-in-law was driving us over. Did you hear what she said to me right before we left?
No, Ron was walking up
and she said, listen, I know we got everything down, but I know there's going to be part of the contract that I know that's not going to be in the clause. And I just started laughing. My mother-in-law is a professional chef, retired professional chef. And I said, well, you know, move it in. The deal is, it's maybe three home-cooked meals a week. And that's the deal. You're not moving in. Sorry about that. You're out.
I would insist on that. Yeah.
She's great.
And she's a good cook.
Oh, phenomenal. Believe
Lori is too.
Well, Lori went to Johnson & Wales, my wife, and my mother-in-law's still better. I'd say, Lori, sorry. My mother-in-law's great. She really is.
Well, we won't tell Lori that.
I think she just found out. Yeah, and a lot of people just found that out. But yeah, I was fortunate enough to marry into a bunch of chefs. So I'm catered very well, too, with the cooking. Actually, my kids are a little bit more, because my mother-in-law is always cooking for the kids. And I think last week she turned around and my daughter wanted some cakes. She made these ganache cupcakes for her and brought them over. So my whole thing was I left it out on the table. I said to my wife, listen, if this park test doesn't go through, they're not moving in. That's how much stress I've been under. And I got the perk test. The Board of Health said, yes, we can go through. We can get the permit application. Now we can do it. I mean, it's still not there yet, but so what I did was I put the cupcake on the table, and I said to my wife, I guess my mother-in-law can come down and make cupcakes for us. She's like, it passed. I said, yes, it did. So the stress has been off us.
But let me ask you this. What's the process now? Can you start the other construction before this happens?
No.
Probably not, right?
The township's going to want to see that permit approved. Because what if I start building and I can't do it?
Yeah.
So the building part is almost done. It's going to be approved, but that township, North Amherst, is going to be waiting for that approval from the Board of Health, that permit to say that I can do this.
That means the septic system has to be in, right?
No, it doesn't have to be in. The permit's going to be applied for, and once it's approved, I have to take a copy of that approved permit
right.
to the township so they can release the building permit. So that's
what
they're
waiting for. So you can build without that?
Absolutely. I can still use the existing septic system. Nobody's going to be in there.
Okay.
The place isn't
done yet.
Then
they'll just work around you when they have to put the new one in.
That is correct. Okay. But I'm going to do it this summer. So we're going to move on it right away, even though it's a good system. I really want to just get it done, be over with, get all the approvals, and just do everything by the books, and we're going to be done with it. But for anybody that's going to be doing an in-law suite, understand if you have a septic system, be sure before you start going deep into this to make sure that your land perks and you can do the right system, because if this does not work, you are not putting more bedrooms on that house. The Board of Health's going to shut you down, and then it goes to the township, and they're not going to be able to allow you to get a approved building permit without this. So that's what I really wanted to let people know about it, that because I don't deal with septics a lot. And now that I'm really getting a great education, I want to let my listeners know that if you have that septic system, look into it before you go any further.
Good information to pass along.
So thanks again for listening to my boring story, I guess, on Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210.
And stick with us. We got a doozer of a horror story.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Are you ready for new flooring in your home but not sure if you can afford it? Well, now's your chance to buy beautiful new floors at a price you can afford. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is having a Mohawk flash sale. Save on top quality products such as SmartStrand and EverStrand carpet. You can also choose from some of today's most popular laminated wood and luxury vinyl styles. During the Mohawk flash sale, you'll get more floor at prices that can't be beat. Hurry, 1 week only. Get a free in-home estimate. TomAdamsWC.com. That's TomAdamsWC.com.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire additions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
Now back to Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you have a question about a home project for our host, Kevin Kennedy, call him directly, 215-364-3286.
And thanks for coming back to Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And it's time for my favorite segment that I do love the most.
The horror story.
Complaining about bad contractors. Mm-hmm. I love doing this. I really do. I do. But I feel bad for the homeowners. Because when they're calling up, they're saying, here's what I don't like the most is that when people call on the show, hey, Kevin, we love the show, but we didn't do what you said. Okay, so how do you want me to help you? Well, we got a situation here. So, again, we're not here to badmouth anybody. We don't do that. What we want to do is make sure you get the right contract. And by doing that, you've got to be able to understand the concept of what's going into a job. Well, these homeowners didn't. They put a leap of faith into one of those big name bath companies and who came out.
I mean, they come in, they do everything in like 15 minutes and then they leave.
Right? Yeah, like you see on the commercial. Well, it didn't work out that way.
Yeah.
Bathrooms that I said, well, first before she even got into it, she says, well, how long does it take for you to do a bathroom if you're removing all the drywall and you're doing everything? I said, it's normal bathrooms, about a week in a day.
Well, let me ask you something. I know who you're talking about there. When they come in, are they ripping out any drywall? Because it's probably green, it's probably just regular drywall, right?
Most of the time, the companies to get in and out quickly, they're just taking the tile
just going
up the
right
vanity. They go right over top of.
So if you got a problem back there, you're going to have that problem.
The problem's not going away.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it's still going to sweat and you're still going to have issues in it. You still smell mold.
Yep.
But they did take the tile floor up. And this is the one that actually attracted me the most to this segment, and that's why I wanted to get them on the air, but they felt
too
shy. Took
the tile floor out?
Well.
Because those companies usually don't deal with flooring, do they? Or do they?
I don't even know how to put this. When you're taking out, when I'm taking out a tile floor, if I'm going to do the job, I'm going to strip everything down to the plywood. I want to inspect that plywood.
Absolutely.
Tom Adams does my flooring, so they do a great job tiling, but I like to prep everything. So we have a real good married system of me getting the prep work done, because if the subflooring is damaged from any leaking, again, we might not know this until we rip it out. And I always tell people, listen, if it's just a little bit of plywood, I never add on, and you can ask your neighbors and all your friends, we're not going to nickel and dime you on very small items. So for something small like that, I want to be able to fix that, because you can't put tile over a rotted floor. So when we strip everything out, we're going to strip it out, inspect the plywood. I'm going to put a couple extra screws in, because maybe back 30, 40 years ago, they didn't put glue down. That's that squeaking in the floor that you hear in subfloorings that
right.
people always complain about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tighten everything up. I'm going to get the concrete board. I'm going to glue it down. I'm going to screw it. We're going to do it right. So there was wet bedding material that's under there. And usually wet bed does take a little bit more time to get up. But this is the one segment where they had a bathroom. It was 5x10 bathroom. And they said what the contractor did was he scraped the tiles.
5x10, okay.
Which is not a big room.
Not a big room at all.
Should be able
no.
to take. Dave yeah. will have that tile ripped up in the floor in about an hour,
yeah,
hour
Dave,
and a half.
Dave really goes at it.
And that's why I've had it for 23 yeah. plus years, because he could do all this.
Mm-hmm.
But when you scrape the tiles up, you're still putting a lot of pressure on that wet bed that's under there. So he was cracking up the wet bed, the homeowner said, but what he did was the one section came up pretty good. So there's like a 3x4 section of wet bedding that was still good. So he cut it with a grinder, took the bad section up that he actually broke up, and then left a 3x4 section of wet bed, which was about 3/4 to 7/8 wet bed that was over top of the existing subfloor. I said, oh, so he took it up, right? He goes, no, he left it there.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm trying to figure it out
mm-hmm.
myself, because once you get the we use a roofing shingle.
Unless you want a hump in your floor.
Well, here's what he did. He took plywood and he put another piece of plywood to almost feather that in so they're about the same elevation, and use a lot of thin set to really get that tile correct when he put the new tile down. In my mind, why didn't you just rip that little bit out? Once you get
yeah,
the shingle, it's about another 10 minutes worth of work.
Maybe not even that. Yeah.
When you see something like that, you've got to ask questions. And at this point, it was about 5 weeks, he said, into it. The tub was set. The vanities weren't in. The painting was still in the process. His price included painting. But that flooring issue was a big problem, he said. He at this point, at 5 weeks into it, he said, I just want the guy out of my house. It was just one
5 weeks?
5 weeks.
But these things, the way they always talk about them on TV.
They're in and out a couple of
they're
days.
They're in and out. They come in. They sell you. They shake your hand. They smile at you. And then they come in the next day and they're done.
Right. Well, you got to understand, they are selling in their mind that, hey, this is what they're doing. They're just putting a tub surround in. They're just gluing it over top of the existing tub and or back walls. And that's what they're doing. Yes, you can get that done in the day.
And
but
if
when
you got mold back there, you still have mold back there.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things when I do talk to some of the people that work for them. And again, I'm not bad mouthing anybody, but I said, aren't you covering the mold? And if you know the green board's under there and it's been contaminated because of the wicking of the water, don't you want to take that out? He just shrugged his shoulders. And I said, look, I'm not here to argue with it, but I would never do that in my house.
No, I wouldn't either.
But so it's how.
And you know what? If anybody knew what exactly was supposed to happen, probably nobody would want to do that.
And you're paying a lot of money for
paying
that.
A lot of money. Yeah.
So with us, I said, I even showed them a couple of the contracts that we had. We were even cheaper with ripping the drywall out, putting all new fiber cement board down, putting all new plumbing fixtures in, putting vanities, painting, taking everything out and redoing. I was still cheaper overall.
And faster.
Yeah, we're a week and a day. And
I mean, this was 5 weeks?
That was 5 weeks. The tile was just laid, and he was really nervous about that. But here's the best part. So I said, so what else happened? He said, look, it took about 7 weeks start to finish. They finally got it in. I mean, to put a vanity in takes, what, an hour, 2 hours to put one single 36-inch vanity?
Unless you have some sort of problem. Yeah.
There was no problems. Yeah. There was 7 weeks of not problems. He said it was just the workmanship that was not up to par. But again, it wasn't bad enough to complain, but that was his big complaint is why did he do that with the floor? Why did he just rip it out, put the concrete board down? The guy listens to our show, but again, he's far away, so there's no way we were getting out there. So I was just trying to give, and this is for anybody. Look, I know that I'm not going to be able to do everybody's work. I get it, but let me educate you so you know when you hire that contractor, these are the steps you need to take. Because if you don't take them, don't complain about it, because these are the things that I'm telling you from the beginning. And this company was expensive. He told me what he paid for the bathroom Whew, you should get a vacation for that, a seven-day vacation, all expense paid.
They advertise their services, and I don't know who you're talking about here, and we shouldn't talk about
it. Yeah, they never gave me the name. Never gave me the name.
And that's good. But they advertise their services as being, you know, a low-cost option to ripping out a whole bathroom.
What's low cost? Wow. At least I got the price.
What you're saying is that's not true.
No. Now, the low-cost option, again, when you talk about prices for anything that you're going to receive, if you're going to get that price from somebody, and people talk about price, and I know you and I talked about this a lot of times, price. I tell people, cover that price up when you get the estimate, because that's the first thing you're going to look at. And don't tell me nobody's going to do that's the first thing they're looking at, is that price. Cover the price. Read first. What are you getting?
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I mean, if I get anything estimated, and somebody comes in with what is obviously a lowball price, I figure there's going to be a curveball somewhere along the line. So I just automatically throw it out.
Well, how about this? As a contractor, by law in the state of Pennsylvania, I could come and say, hey, I'm going to do your siding. I'm going to be $5,000 lower than everybody else, but I'm going to have so many things on the back of my contract, I'm going to get my money back out of you. So if you don't ask these questions from the beginning, this is the problem you're going to have. You're going to be calling the show for the horror story. So let's not do that. Let's contact me maybe ahead of time. Maybe I'll give you the best advice. Either call us here at the show. My show number here is 215-364-3286, and we can make it easy for you. So thanks again for listening to our segment here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
And stay tuned, because we've got a very interesting segment coming up with a solution for home title theft. We talked about that last week, and now we have a solution for it.
Great segment.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Are you ready for new flooring in your home but not sure if you can afford it? Well, now's your chance to buy beautiful new floors at a price you can afford. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is having a Mohawk flash sale. Save on top quality products such as SmartStrand and EverStrand carpet. You can also choose from some of today's most popular laminated wood and luxury vinyl styles. During the Mohawk flash sale, you'll get more floor at prices that can't be beat. Hurry, 1 week only. Get a free in-home estimate. TomAdamsWC.com. That's TomAdamsWC.com.
Welcome home. This is Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Thanks for coming back to, again, another great segment here on Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210. And, Ron, I tell you what, last couple weeks ago we had talked with the FBI.
That was
an eye-opening experience.
Scary experience. What we were talking about is we had somebody from the FBI Financial Crimes Division in Washington on to talk about what is a very scary and growing problem. That's home title theft. Okay. The bad guys can actually steal the equity from your home, and you may not even realize it until it's too late. It's a shame. A lot of people have been shaken down with that. So this week we are talking to Art Fitzenmeier he's from Home Title Lock in San Diego, about how to safeguard yourself from this, what I call an insidious crime. I can't believe this is happening. Okay. So Art, welcome to Your Valuable Home.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you guys today. I look forward to letting your listeners know what's going on. It's really scary.
It is very scary. So talk to us about what is the scope of this problem, the extent of it nationwide?
Well, if you listen to the FBI, it's growing nationwide, and there isn't any part of the country that isn't vulnerable to this. There are certain hot spots, like the big cities and the areas with a lot of retirees. But it's difficult to pin down an exact number for this for a couple of reasons. One is there is no crime on the books called home stealing, which is what is actually taking place. So those are charged as a bank fraud or a wire fraud or a mail fraud or some other kind of criminal violation that's on the books. And so it doesn't break out specifically as an item of itself. But I can tell you, based upon my experience, and we hear about this day after day, that this is an ever-expanding criminal enterprise, and it's not just individuals, conducting the criminal activity. It's groups now, because there is so much money to be had from these transactions, and the risk is actually pretty low.
I've heard, tell me if this is true or not, I've heard that Philadelphia and southeastern Pennsylvania are like an epicenter for this thing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow.
It's just the gentrification that's taking place in a lot of the larger cities makes them really vulnerable, because a lot of the properties are, in disrepair, and people aren't paying attention, even if they do own them, you know, they don't follow up, they don't pay the taxes, and all of a sudden somebody swoops in, changes the name on the title, and flips it to somebody who's going to, you know, essentially upgrade it and sell it as condos or rentals or whatever the case may be. And the problem is the owner doesn't know about it until it's too late. And once the title has been changed to somebody else's name and sold, the crime is complete. The criminal has taken the money and disappeared, and you're in a world of hurt from that point forward. There's no easy answer thereafter. I mean, the real answer here is you have to stop this act before they get the check, because once the money goes into their account, it gets transferred, you know, out of the United States.
Yeah, God only knows where it goes, right?
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. So Philadelphia is an epicenter?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I've actually been in Philadelphia and done a stint on one of the TV stations there. I won't give them up right now. At the end of last year, because they wanted to hear from me exactly what was going on in Philadelphia. And it's pretty scary because of the gentrification issue that's going on, and there's so much money to be made. The bad guys know this. And so they're stepping into that void where people aren't really paying close attention, and they're getting rich, and the people who think they've got money sitting in a house or a home, a relative's home somewhere, end up with nothing.
That is a very scary thought.
Yeah.
How many?
And to try to undo this is really expensive.
Well, is it possible to undo it? You probably don't want to get into that situation, but is it possible to undo it?
It can be possible, but it's expensive. I mean, it can take 2 years to unravel a sale. Somebody forges your title, files it, sells your house, takes the money and moves on. Somebody shows up at your front door with a moving truck and a title that they think entitles them to own the house, and you're off to the courthouse. That's where you're going to spend most of your time for the next 2 years or so. It's going to be a legal, financial, and emotional nightmare that'll take you maybe forever to get resolved, and you may never will. Even if you win in court, you're not going to like the results, because it's going to cost you a lot of money, a lot of legal fees and everything else, just to challenge the ownership of the house that you've paid for.
So in other words, it's not just the bump in the road. It can be a life-changing experience for people.
For the people that it happens to that I've talked to, it's devastating. They have been evicted. They've had the sheriff showed up and moved their belongings in big black plastic bags out to the curb. And they were out of their house.
Well, we want to get into the solution that home title theft offers, and I'm interested in that myself. But first of all, are the bad guys preying on seniors? Because we got a lot of seniors here in southeastern Pennsylvania, too. They don't seem to move. They seem to stay here.
It's a big problem. That's probably the main target. Seniors, number one, they have a lot of equity normally in their homes. And number two, they don't pay attention to details like they didn't get a tax bill, or the water bill isn't showing up, or the utility bill isn't showing up because it's now in somebody else's name and being sent elsewhere. Because when they change the title, they don't have the documents on the title sent to the house that they just stole. They have it sent to a mail drop somewhere. So you don't know any of this transaction has occurred. And for the seniors, you know, maybe 3, 5, 6 months or longer before they finally realize that something's wrong. And by that time, they're in deep, deep trouble.
And the way we understood it, the way it was explained to us by the FBI last week, is that essentially nobody's responsible. Where the deed is recorded, they're not responsible. And when something happens, you're stuck. You're holding the bag. The homeowner's holding the bag, correct?
The county recorder's office is required by law, and it's pretty much settled law. If you present a title that's filled out fully and notarized, they have to file it, and that makes it a legal document and establishes who the new owner of record is for that piece of property. I mean, you are out of luck from that point on, because they go out and get loans at that point, and they're gone, and somebody's going to knock on your door to collect that money. And either it's going to be a new owner, it's going to be the mortgage company saying, we want to sell this house because you're not paying the mortgage, and they'll take you to court to sell your house out from under you.
Well, to the best of your knowledge, has anybody been successful in challenging that and in making the people who record the deeds responsible?
I don't know that's possible. I think it's pretty much settled law that the recorder's office is immune. They're legally on solid ground by doing what their job description is, to file the document if it's complete, properly filled out. So the other option is duke it out in court with a new owner or a mortgage company or sometimes both. And as a, you know, an elderly homeowner, you're looking at a, you know, 2-year court fight. And let me just say one thing here also, that once you're defaulting on a loan and you need to pay $50,000 to an attorney to get him to fight to get the house you own back in your name, nobody's going to lend you that money because your credit rating
is gone. It's shot.
Yeah. I mean, it just keeps mounting and mounting. And that's why I say it's a legal, you know, financial and emotional nightmare that you may never recover from fully. When you're older, it's devastating, just devastating.
So I've never heard of this years ago. Now, in your professional opinion, is this something that's happening more and more that you're seeing? Is it the numbers really jumping pretty heavy?
They really are, and it's because of the digital age we live in.
Yeah.
It's that simple. I mean, I saw elements of this type of activity when I worked in Chicago with the mob, as we call them there, and they had crews that went out and found records that allowed them to do this by, the old-fashioned way, you know, hard work and looking for it, and they'd have to, you know, get a box of records and plow through it. But now, in the digital age, they don't have to leave their home.
Yeah, just we're going to get into, right after the break here, we're going to get into what Home Title Lock does and how you do it.
Yeah, solutions.
And because I know a little bit about it, and I think it is a solution. But tell us, what are the top three things that you would look for that would tip you off to this?
To title fraud?
Yeah.
One would be that you're not getting bills that you should be getting. That would be the big one. And number two, if you start seeing people around your house that you don't know, and like an appraiser or something like that, that might make you suspicious. Those would be two of the biggest things that I can think of off the top of my head. But it's the real deal is you don't, all of a sudden you're not getting the bills and things that would normally come if you were the owner of record.
Well, what if you have rental properties? You're not going to be able to see that people that you don't know around that place. So the bills are a big thing. So I'm talking tax bill, your
water
mortgage
bill,
bills.
Water bill.
Yeah, those bills should be coming regularly. And if they're not, something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
So we're going to get back into a lot further, definitely with the solutions, because I've been sitting here and I feel like I need nitro right now because my heart, I'm having a heart attack here, making sure my heart's okay.
That scares me, I'll tell you.
Whether or not I can help you out.
Well, that's what we're here to
well,
ask you about.
Well, that's what we're going to get into.
So hang tight. Okay. You're listening to Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Are you ready for new flooring in your home but not sure if you can afford it? Well, now's your chance to buy beautiful new floors at a price you can afford. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is having a Mohawk flash sale. Save on top quality products such as SmartStrand and EverStrand carpet. You can also choose from some of today's most popular laminated wood and luxury vinyl styles. During the Mohawk flash sale, you'll get more floor at prices that can't be beat. Hurry, 1 week only. Get a free in-home estimate. TomAdamsWC.com. That's TomAdamsWC.com.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire additions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
If you're starting a home project, let your valuable home help you avoid the pitfalls of a bad decision. Now back to Ron Milk and contractor Kevin Kennedy.
And thanks for coming back to Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And I tell you, it feels like a horror story to me. But I was in that last segment there. I'm not kidding you. I was a little choked up saying, I'm thinking about if it does happen to me, what am I going to be able to do?
So, all right, take some of the scary stuff out of this. Tell us how Home Title Lock works.
Home Title Lock has our proprietary software. It's ours. And what we watch for you 24/7 is your title, not your credit cards or anything else. We watch that document on file in the county recorder's office to make sure it's not disturbed. The second it's disturbed, our software will notify you that something has occurred, and we will then contact you and provide you with the documents that have caused the disturbance. And if you don't recognize them, then you need to move quickly. And what we do, which really separates us from everybody else, is we will walk you through the process and make sure the filings that need to take place, and the documents that you need get to you so that they can be executed. And you can stop this before any transactions take place. Or if somebody somewhere decides to lend somebody money on your house, and they're going to be on their own. They're not going to have a leg to stand on. You're going to be in the driver's seat. But if you don't stop the criminal attack on your property immediately, then that's when you have the nightmares that start.
So
and
you're
we
like,
do that better than anybody else.
You're like an early warning system, and sooner you catch this, the better off you are.
That's correct.
Gotcha.
You've got to stop it before they issue that first check. Well, you're off to the races at that point, and you won't like the ending.
Yeah, I'm sure the criminals have it down the pat down to the science where they're going to be able to get that paperwork done and get that check in their hands. I'm sure within less than a week.
And that money's in payments or wherever it is.
You watch TV; they have a rocket mortgage. They say they can qualify for a loan in 5 minutes.
I don't know how that happens. I've never understood that, but I don't know how that happens. But do you guys have a number of different plans, and can you run them down for us?
We have a plan. Our software covers the property that you register with us. We have three different prices for the duration. We have an annual fee or a monthly fee, or we also have one that goes for 4 years that gives you a fifth year free and saves you a lot of money. But the idea is that once you sign up, we are going to watch your property 24/7 and alert you if that title is disturbed in any way, shape, or form. Believe me, anybody can go out there. I mean, I've done this, quite frankly. We do this with people when we go on some of these TV shows. We'll steal their property the night before and present them with a document that we have generated that shows that their property the name was changed, usually to my name, the day before, and it's notarized.
You didn't do that to me, did you? You're not going to throw this up on me, right?
No, it occurred to me, quite frankly.
Did I say Kevin Kennedy? No, I meant Kevin Kenny. Yeah, that's it. No, there's no D there. No.
Well, that's got to be a jaw-dropper and an eye-opener, right?
In this digital age, somebody can download a quitclaim deed for the jurisdiction that you live in. There are, 3,142 counties in the United States. And every one of those counties probably do it a little different, but you can do a quitclaim deed instantly. And if you want to create your own notary, you just go online and order a notary stamp. I have notary stamps in my name in, I think, 4 states right now that I keep in my drawer when we do demonstrations with these things. And we've done them with some high-profile people, and they were flabbergasted. They were able to steal their house, and one of them got so upset with me, she hung up and she refused to ever talk to me again because
she
was
thanked
so
you.
Upset.
She should have thanked
you. Maybe I'll hear from her again someday. But, in Philadelphia and the surrounding counties, and I looked at all of them, the surrounding counties to Philadelphia County and also across the river to the adjacent counties over there, and your recorder's office, and by the way, the recorder's office I've been in are really professional people. They're really hardworking, but they're incredibly busy. They have so much stuff to handle that, you know, you have to, you know, almost, you know, take your hats off to how they do it so efficiently. But they offer what they call some kind of a fraud alert. The problem with those fraud alerts is that I've seen there in the out of the eight I looked at, seven of them offered a fraud alert of some kind, but it's based on your name. We base our business on the property address. So you can't fool around with somebody's name and misspell it when you file. It's based upon the address, and when something touches that address, that it's your address, you're going to hear from us, and we will know. So if you get a home improvement loan or something like that, you know, you'll get a notification that something happened. But if it's a bad guy and you get a notification, we're going to work with you to make sure that you're protected and we stop the criminal attack on your property before they have a chance to put you in a big, deep hole.
I got two quickie questions here. And number one is, what does it cost? Okay. And then Kevin's situation and my situation are about the same. We have multiple homes, have a home we live in, and we've got
rental properties.
So can you get a discount for multiple properties? So what does it cost and can you get a discount?
Number one, there's a monthly service that's $14.99, then an annual service, which is $149, and then we have a four-year service with the fifth year free, which is $596. Mm-hmm. So it's really inexpensive. You know, if you do the annual, it's like 40 cents a day or something like that. So, and if you do multiple properties, if you call our customer service people, they will work with you within certain bounds. I mean, we're a business and we don't give it away, but we like to work with people for a number of reasons, and one of which is I like the fact that we're giving people some protection they have no place else to get in the manner that we provide it.
Okay. We're down to a two-minute warning here. So tell me, do you operate in every state in the country?
Yes.
You do?
All 50 states, yeah.
The procedures for getting unencumbered with one of these things, are they they've got to be different in different states, right?
Yeah. Different states and different counties within
different
the
counties,
state.
Different counties, yeah.
Sure.
But you guys know all that stuff?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
All right. Yep. That alone would be daunting. Just getting through to the right person in the county. Who would you call?
You know? Our customer service people are amazing. That's all I can tell you. They will have an answer for you, and they will make you so happy that you've done this. I assure you, when you do it, you'll sleep better that night.
So essentially, to wrap this up, it's a big problem. Home title theft is a big problem.
Yes.
The sooner you catch it, the better off you are, and you do a 24/7 scan of wherever somebody's titles are registered, correct?
Yes, and we protect your property, not your reputation, not your credit cards, or anything
like
that. We do specifically the property, which really makes us stand apart from the other protections that you have out there. And the other ones are fine, but they can go around those to get your property without you realizing it. With us, we're looking at the property. It's under the microscope 24/7.
So, Art, how's somebody going to be able to get hold of you real quick? We're running out of time.
Website and number, Art.
HomeTitleLock.com. And everything is right there on the website. And if you have any issues, and it's really simple to sign up, you know, name the address you're covering, credit card, and you're just about done.
All right.
And if you have any problems, call our customer service people because they will make you so happy so fast you won't believe your ears.
You got it, Art. Thank you very, very much. Very eye-opening. Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, the pleasure is all mine. Have a nice week.
Okay.
Thanks again. What a great show that we had again. I tell you what, it scared me. And I want to thank everybody for listening to the show this week.
We're out of here now, but stick with us next week. We got another great show coming up with, we're going to be talking about windows and doors, right?
That is correct.
With our good friends at Tom Adams. Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home.
Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Krause at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.